Oh, I so know this already.
Do I have your attention?
How many times I've listened to this record?
Pink Floyd metal. This is the epic track that closes the record, Echoes. The band today announced that they're going to have a new record, their first one in 20 years.
Whoa.
And I thought, you know, there's no band I love more than Pink Floyd, but what could this record possibly be? Rick Wright, the keyboardist, died back in 2008, and Roger Waters, or of course Sid Barrett's, you know, long gone, and he also passed away. And then Roger Waters hasn't been in the
long
band.
Gone, long gone. Like, yes. The coffee almost through Max's nose.
Sid Barrett, long gone. And Max, and also he did pass away. And then Roger Waters, you know, the chief lyricist for the band's biggest stretch there in the 70s and early 80s, he left the band and has no interest in coming back. So what could this possibly be? Well, it's recordings they made 20 years ago when they were working on their last record, The Division Bell. This song, we could just say this is half-hour-long song. We could just let this song run for the rest of the show. People probably rather listen to that than us. But anyway, it's previously unreleased stuff, tracks that they recorded during the Division Bell sessions.
That's all.
Bob is pulling up his hand like, wait for it. And then Nick Mason and David Gilmour are going back into the studio and adding stuff to the track, so... I love the fake outs in that song. Right? You keep thinking that they're kind of, they do that in Wish You Were Here too,
right.
Where you keep thinking the lyrics are going to come in. Anyway, so pretty big day for me finding out that my all time favorite band is going to have a new record out. I'm not as excited about it as I would be if I'd heard that Roger Waters was back,
had rejoined
the group or something. But this is a band that I will always be curious about anything that they drop.
And if you've never heard metal,
M-E-D-D-L-E, by the way. Max, our intern. Max!
Do you know metal?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So, remember the series we did?
You've never heard
metal? You've never heard? I think...
Oh, wait. Buzzkill.
Robin's phone goes off at the end.
My wife, where are you?
Anyway... we had this series where we had interns write about albums that you should know at some point in your life, and we're giving you the opportunity to spend some time with it and write about it. So,
was this just your opportunity to humiliate me?
That's what some interns saw it as. But no, you know, honestly, what got us thinking about it was we'd hear a record like this and we'd think, I wonder if this holds up. You know, if you're 20 years old and you hear this for the first time now, does it hold up? Does it still excite you, interest you like it did us?
Yeah. So we'll talk.
Oh, wait, Dirk, go crank it up.
Well, so what do we got new? You got something new?
What do we got new? You know, I do have something new. It's totally different from this, but it's something, I'm going to call it the most immediately catchy thing I've heard all year long.
Oh, no, I have that.
No, there's no way you do.
In fact,
I'm just going to go out on a limb here. I'm just going to play this, and I'll tell you about it when we come back. Most immediately catchy song I've heard so far this year.
Single.
I dare you to get that out of your head.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to play you a song, but you got to tell me who that was, because we're going to do a face-off or something.
Some sort of pop-off. a catchy-off. That band is Broncho. It's three guys from Oklahoma, and it is just this fantastically playful garage rock punk sort of sound, sometimes grittier than that. There's another cut on this record called, the record's called Just Enough Hip to Be a Woman. There's another song on the record called It's On, and it has this line, if you try to bum me out, it's on. If you try to bum me out, man, it is on, all right? And that song we just heard is called Class Historian. Broncho. The record, Just Enough Hip to Be a Woman, is out September 19th.
Good. So I'm going to play Rubble Bucket.
Okay, good luck, man. Yep. I mean, I know this band. I know this band. I like this band. Okay.
This is going to be catchier. No, how you like that, by the way, and not like Sparks is beyond me. But I'm just going to play this Rubble Bucket song.
I never said I didn't like Sparks.
Oh, I thought you didn't like Sparks.
I don't have the deep love, you know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't give them a kidney if they needed it, like I know you would.
Did.
Yeah.
I'm going to play this. It's called Survival Sounds from the new Rubble Bucket. A song called Carousel Ride. You ready?
Hit it.
Bottom, soldiers on the mantle, a pain in my side. Take a cheap spin and say it's alright. Starting little fires, my middle name. I smoke what I got when I can't relate. I gotta fix my eyes on the future 2000s. Spins, do 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 do. Get myself fat and get myself thin. I'm trotting through life with occasional wins. I thought it'd be cool to calm my wits. This ride, I'm the captain. All my friends call me Shackleton. With one eye, I ride high. Got magic wands and unicorns in action.
Take a spin on the carousel ride. It's just the way the stars align. It's not a
did they also fly a spaceship into the studio just at the very end there to take everybody away?
It's pretty good.
Wow. No, that's good. That's good.
Max, I won, right?
No.
Max?
No.
Oh, God,
the best I can give you is a tie on that one. I mean, that was a very catchy song, but I love at the beginning.
Rubble Bucket or...
Rubble Bucket or Broncho.
Yeah.
Both of those bands, I noticed, made use of the doo-doo sound.
I know, right? The ever...
doo-doo sound, which really ties into our discussion last week about,
Number two.
Yeah, potty training. But I loved it. I loved at the beginning how this really dark, gritty guitar rock riff kicks in, and it's like the guitarist came into the studio and said, "Hey, check it out, I've got this." And then someone else in the band says, "Well, let me just try a little something over that." And then you hear this goofy little synth, like doo 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 doo. I could just see the guitarist doing, "What are you doing, man?" And then it turns into this completely different,
very epic
song. Yeah, nice.
Rubble Bucket and a song called Carousel Ride, and comes out on an album called Survival Sound on August 26th.
I don't think we have anywhere to go but down.
Oh, take us down.
No, should I keep it up, or do you want to you want to take a minute to
no,
catch
no,
your
we
breath?
No, we started slow.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's do the Witches. That's Witches.
Oh, good. I was driving, listening to this on the way to work today.
Witches. Me too. WYTCHES, Witches. These are three guys based out of Brighton in the UK. Band's only been around for a few years. And the music is really dark and loud. Lots of shredded guitars.
Saw them at South By.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. A heavily processed sound. It's sort of this odd mix of dark heavy metal and moody surfer rock. You know, that has that sort of twangy guitar sound, but the moodier.
Did you say loud?
I did say loud. And these guys are pretty young, but you know, they're already, of course, obsessed with death and dying and pain and suffering. And it's all in the music in a wonderful way. My Kind of Party, The Witches, the new record they have coming out this summer is called Annabelle Dream Reader. And I want to play this cut. It's called Burn Out the Bruise.
B-R-E-W-S or B-R-U-I-S-E?
It's Bruise, B-R-U-I-S-E. English is hard. We'll be right back. just unwind. Just so lovely. The Witches, Burn Out the Brews, B-R-U-I-S-E. Annabelle Dream Reader is the record. That record is out August 26th, and it was co-produced by someone I know you're a fan of, Bill Ryder Jones.
Yeah.
The guitarist for The Coral, right? We did his record as a first listen.
Which
I know
is
you
great
were a
record.
Big fan of that. Yeah. Yeah. August 26th from The Witches, Annabelle Dream Reader. Looking forward to that one.
I don't have anything that gnarly, but I do have something that is, it's got this repetition that takes me to a place that is, I'd say, trancy. But also, do you know the record My Life in the Bush of Ghosts?
Oh, yeah,
speaking
sure.
of witches.
Yeah.
That was a record Brian Eno did with David Byrne many, many years ago. And this collaboration Brian Eno did with Carl Hyde recently wasn't at all like that.
Right, no.
And I bring it up only because after they recorded Someday World, the record came out in May together, that collaboration, which would be a really nice record, they didn't want to stop. They felt like they were on a roll, and they wound up doing another record very, very different from Someday World, and it's called High Life. Just came out, and it reminds me of that sort of loopy, only in those days it was loopy in terms of analog tape, where they take little bits of songs and stuff, David Byrne and Brian Eno would, and they would make loops out of it, and then they'd find found sounds and recordings of voices and radio things and all sorts of stuff to make these songs. Well, this record sounds like that, only this isn't samples of Carl Hyde playing guitar. This is Carl Hyde playing guitar live and Brian Eno processing his guitar live and altering the sound, which then in real time Carl Hyde can then react to. And so you get these real repetitive bits in the music. It's really good. I'm going to play a song called DBF, which is a perfect example of that. But there's some songs that go on for 8 and 9 minutes, and it's just fabulous. It's a really, really cool record. And here we go. You ready? Hold on.
I am strapped in. We'll be right back.
take that.
Wow. You know, the fact that that is somehow trance-inducing for you it reminds me of how you once told me that you kept a copy when you were growing up, a teenager, you kept a copy of In the Court of the Crimson King, that album cover by your bed at night, mm-hmm. which for people who don't know, is a picture of a man screaming, and it's just it just says
he
madness.
He just saw the apocalypse.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
It is a portrait of madness, and you kept that by your bed at night because it just comforted you, I wouldn't call what we just heard trance-inducing, but it was pretty awesome.
It's Brian Eno and Carl Hyde, their newest collaboration record called High Life and the song DBF. I'm going to play another collaboration, though. I'm going to do this back-to-back.
Well, must be nice.
Because I have...
You're at the board.
Some people don't know this, but I sit in front of the mixing board. I have my finger on the record button. Mm. You're all the way over there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I do frequently play the music from my computer, though, but...
But now I have the cord, the cable, yeah. Mm-hmm. The fellow William Cashin from Future Islands has a band with this guy, Bruce Willen, from a band called Double Dagger. They're both Baltimore bands, mm-hmm. very different Baltimore bands. And they got together as a duet, much like Carl Hyde and Brian Eno did. I had never seen them before. I hadn't even heard them before. Performed at the space in Arlington, Virginia, called Artisphere. And they sit across from one another, a table lamp between the two of them, and lots of gadgetry and bells and guitars and pedals, noise-making things.
And noise-making things.
That's a technical musical term. They made the most enchanting, beautiful music at this concert and immediately went back, and I bought the album from them and took it home and played it over the it was a perfect weekend record. This is what I think of as a great weekend record. I'm going to play this song from Peals, P-E-A-L-S, and I'm going to play a cut called Lone Star.
That was wonderful.
Yay.
Yeah, very nice.
The group is Peels. It's a duo. Two guys from Baltimore and very different bands.
Mm-hmm.
William Cashin and Bruce Willen. Bruce Willen from Double Dagger and William Cashin, When He Finds Time, from Future Islands. And the record is called Waking Field.
You know, that song and then the previous one, the Eno Hyde track, makes me think about this report that NPR had on the Shots blog this past spring about why people like repetition. And this woman had done a researcher done a study to find out whether or not, you know, she made music by a certain artist more repetitive and played it for people to see if people would even notice that it was repetitive and if they liked it more. And she found without a doubt that people like repetition. And one of the theories is that we tend to be wary of new things. And the more we hear it or the more we're exposed to it, the more comfortable we become with it. So sometimes it takes a line, has to be repeated over and over, and it starts to sink in, and then it takes over, and we're one. Anyway, that's why it all works, in case you were wondering.
Can I play a third cut in a row? I mean...
No, we don't need that kind of repetition.
I'm on a roll.
But I'm glad that you brought it down just a little bit, because it'll make it a lot easier for us to listen to this next artist, as opposed to coming out of the witches or something like that, to this guy, Matt Kibble, singer-songwriter. He's a guy who often just... His music is often just him and his guitar, both acoustic and electric. Sometimes we'll play just an electric guitar and sing. He has a new record out now called Days of Being Wild. He does get his sound does get a little bit bigger than just a single guitar on it. But even when he gets bigger, the sound is always just so warm and lovely and calming. And I think you'll hear that on this cut. It's a beautiful little song called The First Time from Matt Kibble, the record Days of Being Wild. Four-day weekend with my son, who's in full-on toddler mode. He is just having a blast testing my limits. And I dropped him off with the nanny this morning and drove into work. And this was the first song that came up. And it was this release. I thought I'd just start sobbing on the way into work. I was just so exhausted. And it was just the right song at the right time. But that's Matt Kibble. The song is called The First Time from his record Days of Being Wild. You know, I had Chris Staple Staples, another singer-songwriter dude, on a couple weeks ago that he had the song Dark Side of the Moon, and a very similar sound on these records. And it leaves me wondering, is this the year of the singer-songwriter, Bob Boylan?
The LaLook record.
And the LaLook as well.
I listen to all weekend.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I don't know, for a long while, I just wasn't really attracted to very many singer-songwriter musicians.
You have Sturgill Simpson coming in tomorrow.
Isn't Sturgill Simpson?
Well,
I guess so, yeah. And this year, more than any in the previous years, in recent memory, I've been really drawn to a lot of singer-songwriters. And I don't know if the music has gotten better or if I just have space in my head now for it.
So I remember last week, we asked Max to come up with a puzzle for this week's song premiere that we were doing on Monday. And it was an unlikely collaboration between two things. And Max came up with a little puzzle that went something like...
So the first thing I showed was Meow to the Power of X, which was meant to show cat power. Right. And then the second half was Coldplay. And that was a little trickier because finding something for Cold, a lot of them were too easy, and then a lot of them were too hard, like Beck's Brains.
Yeah, I rejected that one.
Beck's Brains.
I was really excited about that one.
Oh, Cold Brain, yeah.
But at any rate, the thing that, you know, that we landed on was to have the tragedy masks to represent Play, and then we threw the ice on them.
We as in you.
Yeah. We as in you, but, you know.
You had a snowman. I thought snowman was good.
Snowman was good. Anyway, so we have this collaboration between Cat Power and Coldplay. How could that have happened? It happened because of the Zach Braff movie, Wish I Was Here, and he was working with Chris Martin from Coldplay on a song, and one of the main characters in this movie, I haven't seen it, but I'm told is a very strong woman, so they wanted a woman to sing it, and at the same moment, according to Zach Braff, both Chris Martin and Zach Braff thought Cat Power, and she got a hold of the song and sang it.
You add her voice to the mix, and it's instantly more distinctive.
Yeah, but who would have thought those two would work together? But I did realize one thing cosmic. Coldplay and Cat Power. CP, right? Both initials CP. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Ready? Okay. Sit down.
All right, just wait a minute.
No, tighter. Chris Martin, and you notice he spells our name C-H-A-N, Sean Marshall.
C-M-C-M does C-P, C-P-C-P.
You bet.
Wow.
All right, so let's go out on it. This is a new song.
I just see you, you know, with the covers drawn up to just below your eyes.
Oh, were you there?
Two little fists holding the blankies up in the middle of the night, and you suddenly your eyes getting very wide as you realize that little statistic.
That's kind of just what happened. This is the title. What do you call the title track to a movie?
A title track to the soundtrack to a film by Zach Braff
called "Wish I Was Here." A reference back to Pink Floyd's "Wish You Were Here."
It comes full circle.
We did it.
Yeah.
Didn't even have to work at it. Thanks, Mr. Hilton.
Oh, thank you, Bob.
And Max, we got to come up with more puzzles because this is fun.
It's really fun.
I don't know what we're going to do.
This kid.
We're going to keep you.
What are we going to do with this kid?
Yeah, we've
got to give him more games to come up with for him to play.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Mr. Hilton, cheers. Max, bye. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Been a night, such a night, such a long night. Watch myself disappear into the wild side. Say goodbye to my high side. Saw some jackal appear. Every road that's wrong seems like the road. Every side just seems unclear. Won't you come switch me on? Don't know where I've gone. And I wish I was here. Such a fight, hell of a fight. But I'm not like this, I swear. The demons that hide in inside to them, why am I tired? How come I'm never there? Every road that's wrong seems like the road I'm on. Every sign just seems unclear. Won't you come switch me on? I don't know where I've come, and I wish I was here. I wish I was here.